Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after the second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a...
Prepare yourself for some luxury, people. If you're driving, stay awake. I don't want to make you too relaxed that you doze off. That would be bad. But you know something? There was a time in my life when I thought it was enough just to go away, just to be able to go someplace else, to have some unusual and unique and different experience and a change of scenery and a stress-busting opportunity to remember why it is you work so hard. And it didn't matter where we stayed. As long as it was clean, bed was acceptably comfortable, had a bathroom that was immaculate, and the rest didn't really matter because the rationalization was, you're not going to be in the hotel that often anyway. And what are you going to do? You're going to run around all day, and then you're just going to go someplace, close your eyes, and sleep. Somewhere in the passage of living, it occurred to me that that's the rationalization for students and others who are in a position that it's one step better than camping, and as long as you can get away, fine. If you are in that category now, the time is going to come. And chances are, given the demographics of our audience, you are long past that. And you have reached the point where it matters where you stay. The location matters. The experience within the confines and walls of the hotel or resort matter. And literally, the quality of the trip you take will be either greatly enhanced and enriched or completely taken down to rubble because of the experience of where you're staying. The place you stay is pivotal and foundational and fundamental and is the underpinning of everything that happens on your journey. And so choosing the right place to stay, especially when there's some, you know, whether it's routine or it's a benchmarking occasion. It's a birthday. It's an anniversary. It's a celebrate the promotion. It's a celebrate the graduation. It's celebrate that you're still alive and on this planet and you better enjoy it while you're here because this is your only chance. Do it right. And there are wonderful places to stay. Some in the world, globally. You just have to choose carefully. Sometimes, if you're on an extended journey and there are budget restrictions, I'm going to recommend that you pamper yourself. Pamper yourself the first night, the last night, if it's a long journey, someplace in the middle. Amortize over the rest of your journey. Stay outside of the big cities. You'll find rates are less expensive there, and you can get very nice accommodations for a whole lot less money, but you're not going to be in the thick of things where you can just walk out the door and be there, but that's the trade-off. And if you average the cost of the nightly stays on a lengthy trip so that you are leaving enough left over for what I call the wonderful splurge, everybody can live like the king. And I think everybody really deserves to know what it is to live like the king. So if you take what you normally would spend per night and lop off $50 a night and you're away 10 nights, you've just created a budget of $500 to spend somewhere. And it really isn't an expense, it's an investment, because it's going to make such a difference in your holiday experience. And so I want to focus on a place that, if your budget allows it, this is the place you want to stay every night. And if your budget doesn't allow you to stay every night, then do a little, what we call averaging. Lop off what you need to live like the king, take the rest and divide it over a nightly rate, and then fill in the blanks with places that fit those numbers, so that you too can know what it's like to be pampered and have the kind of memorable experience, truly memorable in the most positive way, that will enrich, enhance, uplift, and inspire your life. I'm at such a place right now, and we're going to be talking with the general manager at the Plaza Athenae Hotel in New York City right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tickets are on sale now for the Holiday Pops Kids Matinees, geared toward younger children at 11 a.m. on 7 dates in December. These special family concerts, which include a children's sing-along and post-concert photos with Santa. Get your tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
You know how I tell you all the time, I wish you could be with us in the commercial breaks. Yes, I am with David Cohen. He is the general manager at the Plaza Athenae Hotel in New York City. He is the most incredibly capable, competent, caring, professional, passionate general manager. And it is in a category of general managers I hold dear, overseeing everything like the conductor of a symphony, keeping all the departments in harmony, in rhythm, up to speed, at the right tempo, for the pleasure of the audience here. And that audience is every guest who is in residence of the hotel, every patron who comes in to the bar, lounge, to the restaurants, to meet people who are staying here for meetings and camaraderie. This hotel is amazing, and it always starts at the top. And bless your heart, you know I love you, even though you stick your tongue out at me.
I have to show some entertainment. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Ms. Abrams.
It's a pleasure.
To our
here.
Castle, as you have described. It's great to have you back here again. It's amazing the things that have taken place since your last visit, with our continued restoration of the hotel. And now that all of food and beverage, whether it's the Arabelle Dining Room or Bar Sen or our main lobby areas, all of which have been completed in the restoration. We completed the upgrades and restoration of our Spa Valmont, even including our gym complex, which is now all brand spanking new with the most high-tech equipment, none of which I understand, but I enjoy looking at people doing it. I just don't have the time to do it myself. But listening to your intro, you gave me a thought, because, you know, one of our top guests that the other night I was sitting with, and I will not mention the name of another, so to speak, property that they brought up, but they, you know, were mostly West Coast and East Coast, and this past summer they spent a little time traveling through the Midwest, you know, trying to find sometimes, you know, a luxury property on the road in the middle of nowhere is not easy. So they said, you know, they stopped and they ended up at a place, you know, that's known for keeping the light on.
Okay.
And his comedy back to me was, you know, I got back to New York and I got back to your hotel, you know, the fabulous Plaza Athenae here in New York. And not only do you keep the light on, you keep all the lights on. And your rooms and suites are so big that there's lights everywhere. And when we're there, we feel that it's great to have the lights on and the activity and the attention from all the guests. And we do know, because we are energy conscious, that when you're not in the suite, the lights are off. So we're always conscious of those things. But the team is great to enjoy the fact of being able to welcome you back here. We had a great first half of the year, and this second half, particularly the fall, looks terrific. The city is already now, as you're sitting here, The hotel is sold out, and we expect to stay that way through, most of the rest of the year. But we always find space for the people that want to have a great experience. And you've defined our experiences and detailed them, in many, many interviews. And I think they speak for themselves. So if you're looking for an experience, something that you can have a memory and a story to tell your friends and family, we're it. And we welcome all types.
Without a doubt. No, this is you walk into the Plaza Athenae and you feel like you've stepped into some place that's in the Rue de Faubourg, Saint-Honoré, on the Champs-Élysées, some place off of Avenue de Kléber, just off the Arc de Triomphe. Do you know the Raphael Hotel in Paris?
Absolument.
Okay.
I thought we were switching to French because vive la France, I can't complain.
Et vous parlez français?
Absolument.
Ou non? Oui?
Oui.
Ou avez-vous appris le français?
Et pour moi, après 2 minutes, j'ai mal à la tête toujours. Mais je préfère en français. J'habite en Suisse pour 12 années. Aussi, attendez des centres.
Assister. Pas attendez. Assister.
Assister. Oui. The Centre International de Lyon en Suisse.
What is that?
And I always consider it one, but it's one or two. They always fight about the best hotel hospitality schools in the world in Switzerland.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Looking through the window, you can see the distant steeple. Not a sign of people. Who wants people?
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Today's show is brought to you by Malta, where Mediterranean walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, and bustling fishing ports provide visitors with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am with David Cohen, the general manager of the Plaza Athenae Hotel in New York City. Go to sabrams.com and you will find links in the show notes to the website of the Plaza Athenae. This property is located in Midtown on 64th Street in Manhattan. The address is 37 East 64th Street. And for those of you who know this area well, it puts you on top of the best shopping and in the best place for theater, for restaurants, for museums, for all kinds of sightseeing, and is an oasis. It's not quite as hectic and nutsy in this street area off of Park Avenue as it is in the rest of frenetic Manhattan. So at the end of the day, when you've had enough, you really feel like you're coming home. There's a certain quietude, even about East 64th Street, just off of Park Avenue. And when you enter this really lovely lobby area, it feels like you're coming into your own apartment building, that you live in a very fancy kind of apartment house, because there is this residential quality about it that's calming. And yet you walk another 10 steps, you're in the bar, you're in the restaurant. It's not like it's, you know, dead.
No, it's great. It's great to have time to spend in a residential neighborhood in New York City. It's for a hotel to be in this neighborhood. It's rare. There's not that many of them. And you can walk in and out and feel very comfortable and very relaxed. You've left the stress of Midtown Manhattan or even Lower Manhattan. And, you know, you've got this Upper East Side feeling where you can walk anywhere. You feel comfortable. People, you never know who you're going to see on Madison Avenue or
when
on Park Avenue.
When was this building built?
The building itself is 100 years old.
Wow. Was it built as a hotel initially?
Originally it was. And then it went through transformations and, you know, time and eras and so on and so forth.
So
and then
let me
about,
ask a question.
Go ahead.
All this gorgeous woodwork that is very, you know, the people go to great lengths to put up crown moldings and stuff. I mean, this looks like hand-carved moldings. Is this original stuff or is
this
it reproduction?
No, this is all original.
Wow.
And this part...
I don't
part,
think the craftsmen exist anymore who do this kind of work.
No, when we were doing the restoration last year of the main dining room in Arabelle and we were restoring the ceiling, we had hired a French artist that had done the ceilings at the Venetian in Las Vegas.
See, I thought you dug up Michelangelo for the Sistine Chapel because I was at breakfast admiring the ceiling. It is so gorgeous.
And we brought her in because I had been out in Vegas. I had seen the ceilings done in Venetian. I said, who did them? We located her. She came in here for about almost 3 months on scaffolding, and she restored the ceiling and to its original grandeur because it had been lost. It had been covered over years, and it was very upsetting. And now the result is it's stunning. And I know that you've had, you know, comments and stories, you know, from two of my wonderful execs, Nick and James, because, you know, they're living it every day as I am, walking around and communicating. But the stories keep growing, and the history of the hotel has a lot to say. And when people come in here, besides the residential feel, you just never know who you're going to run into. And I do not,
ain't that the truth?
I do not drop names, but, you know, this time of year, it's great. And we watch people come in like yourself having breakfast this morning. And, you know, two tables away, you never know who you're going to sit with. And it's a great time of the year because...
Was there somebody two tables away from me I didn't notice?
Yes, but I'm not going to mention because I don't do
that.
Possibly. And I think that this time of year where you have U.S. Tennis Open going on currently, then you go into Fashion Week, which has already started up, then you work your way into the fall holidays... There's just activity one after another, and it's
all the
great.
College things going on, and all the marathon.
Yeah, and we're also, you know, I put a lot of time into the memory. I want people to leave and not just say, okay, I came, I stayed at a hotel, it was lovely, it was beautiful. I'm always looking to create that memory, and whether that memory is created through the room, or it's created through a food and beverage experience, or it's created by seeing somebody that you would never get the chance to see. In an environment like this, and just say, "Oh my God, I can't believe I just sat next to somebody
here right now."
Correct.
Last time we were here, I had the lovely opportunity to meet Melissa Rivers, Joan Rivers.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Was here in residence when we were here last time. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We have to start with Hotel Raphael because we got lost speaking French.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here, traveling between Albany, New York, and Montreal. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season and take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
You love your car, and so does CarCheX. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarCheX and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarCheX now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along. And for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event, drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
Autumn in New York.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with David Cohen, general manager of the Plaza Athenae Hotel, who's getting to be a good friend over a serious amount of time now. It's a good few years we know each other now.
It is. You're getting younger. I'm getting older. I'm trying to figure all this out.
I don't
know.
Again, I said this to Alfred, your sous chef, this morning when I saw him. Is he sleeping in pickle juice? Because he's looking fabulous. He told me he's on a juice diet. And he's a little skinnier than when I saw him last. So obviously making it tough when you work in a kitchen where such good food is produced.
Well, that means the skinnier you are in a kitchen just tells me you're working harder.
Is that it?
And, when they get too heavy, I worry that they're sitting around too much. No,
maybe tasting a lot. That's really, maybe in any other department that would work, but in the kitchen, maybe you're tasting a lot.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I like the fact that, we've come a very long distance on a lot of the restoration work that we've done over the last couple of years. And, we're working on, next year will be the final phase of the project, which will, be a lot of the regular guest rooms will be restored and bathrooms and certain hallways will be completed. But a lot of the suites have already been addressed, and they're spectacular. And I think that is our claim to fame, is that, you have that blend where you can be, maybe a big, very wealthy person, a celebrity, and you can be in one of our mega suites. But down the hall, you could be in a regular deluxe guest room, which is equally as beautiful, just as guest room, and you come out of your room and somebody comes out of their suite and, you're on the same floor and you're not, that far away from each other.
There's nothing wrong with the guest rooms.
Absolutely.
And
it's just,
if you don't need the space or, just want to have it because you like to lavish that upon yourself, that's another story. But, in reality, especially in the summer months, which tend to be a little quieter in New York City, but even at the rest of the time of the year, this hotel is such a good value.
Oh, listen, I think we give a great blend. I mean, during, we always say here in New York City that it's really an 8-month year. And I always tell people, as a hotelier and a true, New Yorker, in many ways, is that, January and February and July and August, to me, I think are the greatest steals of the year, particularly January and February. You can come to New York in January and February. You get a very reasonable rate. You could be used to staying at 3- and 4-star, and you can stay at a 5-star for the same price that normally it might cost you at 3 or 4. But what I love the most of being in New York City that time of the year is in January and February is the most sales that you see in stores, even the expensive ones.
Oh, my gosh, yes. February in Saks Fifth Avenue. When we lived in New York, the damage I would do in Saks. And you would, I had a Laura Wang $1,000 dress I think I paid $175 for.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the sales are incredible. Save on your shopping, that's another interesting thing, by the way. If you can get yourself space and come to New York the first 2 weeks in December and do your Christmas shopping in New York, what you can save and the uniqueness of the things you can buy that you're never finding in, I don't care what city in America you live in, will pay for the trip.
Yep.
And, that's just the way to do it. And I was a person, not so much anymore, because what we buy and who we buy for has dwindled dramatically over decades. But I used to, whenever I saw something, no matter what month of the year it was, when I saw something that was perfect for somebody, I would buy it. The trick was to remember where I put it away. So when I started wrapping presents in December, I could at least find them. And usually 3 months later, I'd find the gift squirreled away somewhere that I put away for somebody and forgot to give them. But I never got that last-minute Christmas rush crunch craziness because I had been buying since January. And if you're clever about it, what a good idea, David. Come to New York the first 2 weeks of December. Get a great deal on your stay, particularly here at the Plaza Athenae, where you will be completely wowed. Do your shopping with the after-Christmas sales. And what you save on these gifts that you're going to give for birthdays and anniversaries and Mother's Day and Father's Day and graduations and Christmas next will pay for the trip.
Yeah, no, you go through, you know, the beauty of the fall and the holiday season, how the city looks gorgeous. But then you work your way, you know, if you decide, you know, okay, after the holiday season's over, people say the city gets gloomy. I love gloomy because January and February, it's gloomy, but it's cheap.
I call that romance.
And I love the fact that I can get into any restaurant, and I say any restaurant in New York City in January and February without a blink of the eye. I can get
Yeah, but can you get into Hamilton?
Absolutely. And that was my next point, the theater. The access to theater tickets and going to various unique shows or events that are happening that time of year, it's so much easier. And the biggest thing is to get around New York City. You don't realize you're in New York City in January and February because you're the only one here. And you can get places very, very quickly, and it's great.
We used to come in for 2 weeks in February. I used to come in for a week by myself. That was my vacation. Then the next week I would come in with the children because they had the school break.
Sure.
I would come in the second week in February, come in, go home, get the kids who were with a nanny, bring them back for the third week in February, and my husband was here the whole month because of Toy Fair.
There you go.
That week that I was here by myself, that's when I went to Bergdorf, got my hair done. I went to Saks and went wild in there,
I think you've highlighted. I mean, February. If you look at that month and you get to the middle, what is that holiday? It's Valentine's Day, and if you look at February and you take Valentine's Day and you stay at a beautiful hotel and you've got a beautiful dinner and beautiful meal, you get the best of everything, and that's what's an exciting period. So there are no bad times. All times are great to be in New York City, but we're happy to have people anytime.
I have to go back to the Hotel Raphael. So don't break into French right now.
Let's stay English for a little while.
Okay. Well,
help everybody.
The address is either Douze or Dixette, 12 or 17 Avenue de Kléber, which is one of the streets that comes off. There are five streets. They call it L'Étoile. It looks like a star. That's what L'Étoile means.
It comes off the Arc de Triomphe. The Champs-Élysées and the Arc de Triomphe.
Right. And when you go into that hotel, and the general manager, I don't know, do you know him?
I know I know who it is, and
Norbert,
because
Henrot, I think is his last
name.
H-E-N-R-O-T. Norbert Henrot. And the woman that owns the hotel owns another hotel right across the street whose name I can never remember. And that's because I've never interviewed about that hotel. But when you go to the Raphael, it is this historic, wonderful hotel. You feel like you're sleeping in a wing of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Only it's not big like that, you know. It's cozy and wonderful. But you come in, and there is, to some degree, that same sense here at the Plaza Athenae.
Yes, and I agree 100%.
Have you stayed there?
I have. And,
don't you see a...
To me, Paris is a second home. I love Paris. But there's nothing. I love New York, and it is my permanent home. But if somebody said to me to choose between New York and Paris, I'd choose Paris every day of the week because there's something so unique about it.
Why wouldn't you?
I like the atmosphere. Every hotel, every space, every restaurant is historic in so many ways.
By the way, people, in Paris, you're going to pay 15 euros for a pint of Guinness. Just be aware of that.
Correct. But we have so many great similarities in this property, and you do feel like you're in a little piece of Paris. And that's great. It adds to the adventures and the excitement of being here. So we take what we can get. We enjoy what we can enjoy. And we welcome everybody. And I think, you know, our experiences are all for people to have great memories. And like I said, every guest has a great memory, I'm a happy person.
Oh, yeah. And how could you not?
That's it.
And really, you cannot check out of here and forget where you were. And I say that, you know, with some sense of there are far too many places where people have been, and I say, where did you stay? And they can't remember. Which means it may have been a very nice, immaculate, chrome and glass, nondescript, branded building that means nothing. And after the stay has made no indelible imprint. You stay at the Plaza Athenae, you will never forget it's a special experience.
And I define that as you have a choice of two things when you go to a hotel. You're either a number or a person. We're clearly a person.
Yep.
We're not a number. We don't want you to check in and look at the top of somebody's head. We want you to look in their eyes. And we want to escort you. We want to pamper you. And we want to talk to you. We know your name. And that's important to us. I guess I'll take you back to Boston to the Cheers bar, you know.
Right.
You know.
Where everyone knows
your name. Yeah. Well, we know everyone's name. And if we don't, we find it out before.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
In canyons of steam.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie, let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Today's show is brought to you by Malta, where Mediterranean walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, and bustling fishing ports provide visitors with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Yeah, by the way, people, the film, Woody Allen film, filmed at the Gritti Palace in Venice, is Everyone Says I Love You. Yeah, it's funny. There are a number of films that have, you know, great association with hotels, and I hope that whatever this movie is, I can't wait to find out the title.
Well, you know, as soon as
does you proud.
As soon as they let us know. But, you know, I've been lucky over my career. A lot of hotels that I've run over the years in New York and abroad, we've shot some great, you know, movies. And then you,
well, know, the New York Film Commission is fabulous.
Absolutely.
And listen, listener people, if you have the kind of places that make for great backdrops for the location of a film, appoint somebody whose full-time job it is to go and bring those filmmakers in, because they are the best travelers ever. They come in groups of 50 to 100. They stay for weeks. They eat. They drink. They stay in hotels. They buy souvenirs and gifts and things to take home to their families. They leave a lot of money behind, which is very good for your economy. And when the film comes out, you will find a boost in tourism to your region. You know the movie Gone Girl?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I never say this right. So everybody in the Midwest, please forgive me. It's either Cape Girardeau, or I think that's how it's pronounced. I was saying Cape Girardeau, but I think it's Girardeau. That's where in Missouri, where it was filmed. And the place that was the bar on the corner wasn't a bar. It was just an empty thing, and they made it look like a bar. But after it was done, somebody took it over and is running it as a bar. And they're getting all kinds of traffic coming through because of the film.
Welcome to the movies.
That's it. And I hope that the people who want to see where the rain was coming down in front of the Plaza Athenae do more than just watch the film, but actually are inspired to come and visit, because you're going to thank me for the recommendation, people.
Absolutely. Well, again, that's part of the memories. You know, we do allow certain filmings of movies and TV shows. In recent years, you know, we've had shows like Blue Bloods and Blacklist and Law and Order shot here at the hotel. And I'm only, if it's a sensible scene that I don't have to worry about too much negativity or danger, we allow them to use the name of the hotel. If not, we give a new name to the hotel and it's just the building and nobody knows. But a guest staying here, and whether you are staying in a big suite paying big money, or you're staying in a regular deluxe room that you're still paying some good money, the chances of
not
getting to experience it,
with other
absolutely
good
not.
Hotels in New York City, however.
No, we are competitive, absolutely. But then getting the experience to be here while something's being shot is just another exciting memory. So
we have a couple of minutes left, and I really want to focus on... I was watching a film yesterday. I can't even tell you what the film was. Oh, it was The End of Forrest Gump. It's on HBO.
There you go. Another great movie.
I just caught The End of Forrest Gump, and he finally marries Jenny.
Correct.
And there's out in the backyard of where the house is that he bought, this wonderful house, and there's a trellis and some flowers, and she's looking lovely, and there's maybe 25 guests, and they're sitting left and right of what has been created as an aisle, but it's just all grass. And I was thinking, you know, more and more people are having more intimate weddings where truly everybody there knows and loves the bride and groom. It's not, you know, 500 of the groom's parents, you know, business associates and anybody they ever shook hands with in their lifetime. And people are looking for places where the people they care about, who were spread maybe all around the nation and all around the world, can easily get to, easily congregate, and represent a group of maybe 20 to 40 people. Mm-hmm. And what a perfect place the Plaza Athenae is, in one of your glamorous suites, to have the wedding ceremony, have the reception, or come down to one of your dining rooms and have that cordoned off especially for them, and ultimately kick everybody out and let the bride and groom have their first night or their honeymoon right here.
Well, you read my mind. I mean,
I'm good at that.
You are. And I think that, yes, we have a catering department in the hotel, and we do place throughout the hotel for special events. I think trending, you know, today in the marketplace is unique venues. We consider ourselves a unique wedding venue, a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah venue, you know, a private, reception for someone, because we have, whether it's a suite or we close off the dining room and allow you to buy the dining room or a private dining room, even the bar, it works like a unique environment that people love it. Yeah.
People,
we're flying high.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.